This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with actor and musician John Huertas, who plays Detective Esposito on Castle, one of the most popular shows on TV. But first, I knew my relationship was over when my ex said this. Facebook and Twitter users share the one thing their ex told them that suggested their relationship would end in heartache. So here's the list, starting with number 24. Their ex said, "It was only about 20 women." That was the beginning of the end. Number 23, "When I told you I didn't want to have kids anymore, I was hoping you would leave me and find someone else to have kids with." Number 22, "I can't believe I have to sleep in that reclining chair. I'm not going to be able to sleep. It'll be too uncomfortable." This was said as I was in a hospital bed in labor with our first child, all drugged up and trying desperately to keep the baby inside instead of giving birth 3 months early. I ended up kicking him out and telling him to go home and sleep. Number 21, "You are not at the top of my list of priorities." He said this to me as I was battling cancer. Oof. Number 20, "Yeah, so while I was out getting coffee this morning, I also signed a 1-year lease on an apartment." That's the beginning of the end right there. Number 19, "Her favorite answer to every question was and still is, I don't know." Number 18, "I'd sleep with you more if you look like your sister." Number 17, "I think we were better off as friends than husband and wife." Top things that exes said, "I don't see anything wrong with you working 2 jobs while he played Xbox from 11 a.m. till 5 a.m. Number 15, "You just aren't my intellectual peer." Number 14, "When I asked why he married me, he said, well, I knew I wanted to have kids." Number 13, "I knew my relationship was over when my ex said, you're right, I'm not happy and haven't been for a while now." Number 12, "Not even a year into grieving over the death of my mother, he told me this has gone on long enough." Number 11, "I hate you half the time." Number 10, "Don't think I'm going to financially support you after we divorced just because we were married for 30 years and you decided to stay home while raising the kids." "I knew my relationship was over when my ex said, I do take you out. I take you to my mother's house every Sunday." "My ex said, I really don't have time for this when I broke my leg and called her for assistance." Number 7 on the list, "You have everything because of me." Number 6, "He actually said, I love you, but I'm not in love with you." Number 5, "After being in labor for 16 hours to give birth to our 10.5-pound son, my ex said to me, millions of women give birth. What makes you so special?" And number 4 on the list of "I knew my relationship was over when my ex said, I wish you were still drinking." Number 3, "I'm happy to go to therapy so you can figure out what's wrong with you." Number 2, "I married you only to support me and my child." And then number 1, "I knew my relationship was over when my ex said, all these things you thought I was doing with the mistress were true for the last 6 months." Yeah, you know it's over when it gets to that point. Actor, musician John Huertas plays Detective Esposito on Castle. Hey, John, how are you?
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good, good, good. So you got like a dual career going here.
Yeah, could be. I think number one is the acting. The other one's more of a passion hobby.
All right, well, that's cool.
That's what I call it.
Well, you know, Castle is one of the favorites at our house. We DVR it every Monday night.
I can tell you that the one we're filming right now, and people are going to be in for a treat. My partner and I get to show a little bit of our dance skills in the episode that we're filming right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So hopefully people will appreciate our dance skills. That's the real hope.
And under what pretext do they have a couple of police detectives from New York dancing?
This is what I was told, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, but my writers told me that the NYPD actually does or used to do a talent competition for charity, I think to raise money for charity and all that stuff, every year, and that this is the talent competition that me and my partner, Detective Ryan, have won the competition 2 years running now. So that's what I was told. So the two of us are competing in this talent competition. And we're going to, beat everyone, is my opinion.
So it's like a synchronized dance move that you do with your partner?
Yeah, it's cool. Well choreographed thing, I think. We'll see. We'll see. We haven't filmed it yet.
And this is probably going to be like the hardest thing you've done on Castle.
Yeah, one of the hardest things we've done, I guess. This is a stunt on there that, man, I come walking away lifting from.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I like to do all my own stunts. I don't like to skip on that. It's kind of one of the things I look forward to when I decided to take on an acting career. I want to do a lot of the physical stuff that I see these guys doing. I got totally inspired by Tom Cruise. I love Tom Cruise. He doesn't know it, but he's a mentor of mine. And he does all of his own stunts. You know, Tom's, he's basically a race car driver. He's a pilot. He's a rock climber. Like, he does anything and everything he can, and he does it. He likes to do it in his movies. And so, for me, like, I want to do all my own stunts on the show. I can't do every single one of them for the most part, but I would say 97% of all the stunts you've ever seen that Esposito do on the show were me.
Wow, that's impressive. And so he has no idea that he's inspired you this way, even though you're both out in California there.
No, he has no idea. Do you know him? Can you?
Of course. Let me call him. Just hold on a second, John. Let me call. Put Cruise on.
Three-way. Get him on a three-way call.
Well, I mean, you're bound to run into him at a, you know, an award show or something someday. Would you actually, you know, walk up to him and tell him what you just told me?
I would. I would actually walk up to him. I'm actually. What's funny is that I'm actually really good friends with his cousin. He's got a first cousin who's an actor out here. His name's William Mayfeather, and so I'm actually really good friends with his cousin. But I'm not going to like say to his cousin like, "Hey, man, I like your cousin. Can you connect us?" I'm not going to do that. As much as I want to, I'm not going to do that. And his cousin's just, you know, equally as cool, I'm sure. So I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I like William as William is. I don't need him to get me in touch with Tom.
But it would be cool if you ran into him and it turns out that he's a big fan of Castle. That could happen.
I heard that he was, so we'll see.
All right, cool. So what is it about? How many seasons now for Castle?
Seven seasons.
So are you guys in syndication yet, or are you closing in on that, or what's the situation with that?
We are in syndication. I think we've been in syndication now for... a
couple of years, right?
For about 3 years. Our deal was a little different than I think most. We get like a partial syndication at one point, and then once we hit 100 episodes, we can build it. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Above my pay grade.
You won't hear about renewal until like May or whatever, but are you hopeful for an eighth season?
Well, the president of our network, Paul Lee, came out and said that we were coming back for an eighth season. But I do know that, you know, all the actors' contracts are up this year, to include Nathan, who plays Castle. So, I guess ultimately it just depends on that and how, if everybody comes together, network, studio, and actors, to figure out, you know, if we're coming back or not. I'd definitely be down to do another season. I think that there's a lot more. I think there's a lot more story to be told with regards to the show. So, and I know that the fans just, you know, really love the show, and it would make me sad to let these you know, diehard Castle fans down and not bring them some more television.
Yeah, and Nathan,
like,
of course,
like your wife.
Yeah, and of course Nathan is key because the whole show is titled after his character. So if he left or didn't renew or whatever, it would kind of leave you in the lurch.
Kind of, yeah. But you remember him and Beckett got married, so maybe her last name is Castle now, and she's got a daughter named Castle.
You know, you guys think of everything.
I have all the angles.
You got it all covered there, John. And give me 1 minute on your music career, though. Here, I'm interested in this.
The music career. Well, that's something that you know, I call it a music passion hobby. I don't know if I call it a career yet. I got another career that I'm it's kind of in the way of really pursuing a music career. Because, you know, you got to get out there and you got to tour to get your music out there, to get you out there. And I just don't have the time for that. I'm on a TV show. But I have distributed my album through, Sony and my company, Midrest. And it's out there digitally. And, you know, people have found it. They've been downloading it. We promote a little bit. I get out there and I perform when I can. And it's just so much fun to be able to express yourself, you know, artistically through music, and you know, to see people react to a love song, a fun song, a serious song about recovery. You know, it's just fun to like be able to do these different things and watch people be affected by it live and in person. So my favorite thing is to be on stage doing this stuff.
You said you haven't done this dance scene yet for Castle. Maybe they could play one of your songs and make it like a double, John.
You know, I think that's a good idea. I might have to bring that up.
The appeal of Castle is the tongue-in-cheek that goes along with it.
I think that's what it is, too, and I feel like that's what actually makes it more realistic, because when we rode along with NYPD homicide detectives doing the pilot, like, these guys do the same thing we do a lot of times, you know, because they lighten the mood a little bit when they're investigating these homicides, because they would drive themselves crazy and their families crazy if they just kind of were dismal and you know, taking a hardline, serious approach to everything. I think, you know, they have to kind of lighten it a little bit to be able to deal with it and investigate these crimes optimistically. So I think we took something from that.
All right.
That's why our show works.
Well, listen, all the best. Hopefully there'll be an 8th season of Castle. John Huertas, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
With actor John Huertas of Castle, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Can you save money without depriving yourself? Yes, if you define saving properly.
Columnist Carolyn Jabb says, in its finest form, saving doesn't mean depriving yourself or your family of what you want, much less need. Instead, it means comparing long-term and short-term goals to decide which matters most.
So saving is really a timing decision. It's about the trade-offs between now and later.
So ultimately, it's a decision about what will make you the happiest, enjoying your money now or stashing it away so you can enjoy it more tomorrow.
The secret is to avoid impulse purchases so you can shop for better deals. Plan your spending like you would plan for your retirement. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Researchers have found that the global warming of seawater is reducing our ocean's ability to hold oxygen, slowly turning areas into marine graveyards. Did you know that most of the Earth's oxygen is actually produced not in rainforests, but by marine algae, which generates more oxygen than all the trees and land plants in the world? Spirulina, another oxygen-producing algae, produces food at the same time, containing 70% protein with anti-cancer nutrients to boot. But climate change also alters the direction of ocean currents, causing dead zones like the one that suddenly appeared off of Oregon, killing marine life at every level, from plankton to salmon, seals, and seabirds. When sea life dies, bacteria multiply so fast that they suck all the oxygen from the water as well. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.